So after one of my best days of the past week of just realizing I couldn't sit around here anymore and heading to Rockaway, where we live, to drop off supplies and check on our apartment, and seeing that most of our neighbors are there and FEMA has set up floodlights on the streets at night so it's not really dark, and which is more than I can say for where we are in the suburbs. And the supermarket has opened in Arvern, which is great news. I was in a really, really good mood, and then I went to my grandparents and busted my butt trying to clear out their basement and just staying busy. And then we're in the car on the way home and listening to 1010 Winds, and it's freezing out. I'm outside because it's the only privacy that I can get. And I ate way too much dinner, so I'm really full. But, again, I'm so friggin' fortunate. I have no right to complain. But we're driving home, and I've been hearing lots of things, lots of very fishy things about the power situation in Queens. And we need power, and it's getting cold out, and we need heat. And people need to be able to take showers. It becomes a little dangerous when you're out cleaning things and flooded things that are dirty and filthy and not healthy to be touching, and then not being able to properly clean. So we're listening to this interview in 1010 Winds with the borough president of Queens. And previously in the day, Michael Bloomberg was talking about how he doesn't have jurisdiction over power in Queens because it's run by LIPA, which is the Long Island Power Authority, I believe. So it's one of the only situations where Bloomberg doesn't have control over a borough's power because it's run by LIPA, which is really part of Long Island's power. And Long Island has their own vast worries because Long Island is huge, as is Queens, but again, so it's a little bit of a political thing. And our borough president, who is probably, I'd say definitely, seeking re-election, possibly this Tuesday, is on this interview on the radio talking about how she spent all day cleaning out basements in Bell Harbor, which is great. People need that help. But it sounds like a photo op to me. And maybe she really is cleaning. But get on the phone. Because she was talking to LIPA and was told they're thinking it's going to be 7 weeks until Queens has power. 7 weeks. I'm trying to do math in my head and thinking that might mean that we'd have power by Christmas. And it will be freezing by then. So, the interviewer, and I don't usually listen to the radio, so this is all kind of new to me. I don't know what show we were listening to or who was speaking to her. Her name is Helen Marshall, and this woman is, from what I could tell, completely fucking clueless. He was informing her that President Obama has promised that his staff is returning all calls within 15 minutes if anything is needed. And has she called? She hasn't called. So the real problem for Queens is that our borough president doesn't know that 7 weeks is not an answer, and that there is help, and that boroughs and counties that are being really pushy are getting things quicker. And she seems perfectly content to live with 7 weeks as an answer. When the interviewer asked what she had done to try to get help, she said that she was out all day cleaning out basements and hadn't had a chance to make any phone calls. Even the interviewer was like, you have 2.2 or 2.4 million lives that you're responsible for in Queens, and you're not doing anything for them. And it was really chilling to hear when that's where I live. And that's where I all but resolved today to just go back and tough it out without electricity and without heat for as long as it takes, because I can't keep being away from home. It's that, along with being cold and in the dark as well, is just too much. So I'd rather be at home dealing with it. And just hoping my fucking borough president steps up and doesn't accept 7 weeks as an answer, unless there's really good reason. But it sounds like if the White House is willing to make a commitment to get things where they need to be. It's a transformer. Other places, transformers blew up. And they're not going to be waiting for 7 weeks.